Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Well, today's cattle market looks like it's going to end right where it started. We're down about 12 in January feeders at 141.42, about a dollar off the lows. Marches are up 45 at 142.12, $1.12 off the lows. April up 22 at 144, and about 90 off the lows. Live cattle are steady to about 20 cents lower, with the December's down 5 at 120.15, and then February down 25 at 124.75. The lean hog market's giving some back today, down a dollar two at 66.55. Box beef at midday is going to be down again here. Midday was down $1.55 on choice at $223.01. Select down $1.10 at $206.20. It's about a $19 sell-off since the middle part of November, so pretty significant sell-off there. We haven't really seen that reflected in the live cattle futures market and cash trade. We had live cattle cash trade last week anywhere from about 118 all the way to 120, with the bulk of it being right around 119 even. So that's where we finished last week on the cash trade, which some people thought was disappointing, but given the fact that the box beef market's come down as much as it has, it may actually be pretty good to hang in there at those levels. At 15,000 in Oklahoma City today, which is a pretty good run. Last year they had about 11,000. Last week the slaughter was 679,000, 10,000 in the same period last year, which was 669,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The corn futures market looks like it's going to finish unchanged today. Kansas City wheat is going to be down about 5 cents. Chicago wheat out in July down about 2. And soybeans were the strong contract today. Looks like they're going to close up about 9 cents. We've had some pretty favorable reports this morning. Following last week, the idea that China would have a tariff waiver to Chinese companies wanting to import U.S. beans. A lot of people thought that was a goodwill gesture going into the December 15th deadline for the U.S. tariff increase. But it looks like that the Chinese have waived up to a million tons in new tariff waivers here for U.S. beans. So that's a really good thing for the United States. And then there's now reports that at least five cargoes have been bought from the U.S., or 300,000 tons. None of that's confirmed, but the U.S. traders, the cash market traders, have said that. So overall, that's what's lifting the soybeans here today. And we also have a USDA report tomorrow morning. The estimates for that report are coming in on the ending stocks report for corn at 1.859 billion bushels, down from the November number 1.91. Soybeans are 472, 3 million lower than the November 475 million. And then wheat right at 1 billion, down from 1.014 November ending stock estimate.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.